And we keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. He's the one. He's the only. He's Paul Shavari and Paulie. We have a very busy show going on today on the Sports Cubicle. We've had a lot of busy shows going on in the Sports Cubicle the last few weeks, and this is a story we've been keeping our eyes on because of everything that's going on with apps like DraftKings and FanDuel and here locally at BetRivers. Gambling and sports partnerships. Well, we finally saw something hit the newswire that is changing the game itself. Remember when Shohei happened and we thought that might have been the biggest gambling sports story to happen in the world?
Barely a month old at this point.
Well, the NBA has now banned a player for gambling, and that is Jontay Porter for the Toronto Raptors has been banned by the NBA for gambling violations. This comes to us from ESPN. The Toronto Raptors, Jontay Porter, has been banned from the league after an investigation revealed he had disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. The NBA said in a release announcing Porter's ban that its investigation remains open and that it is sharing information with federal authorities. There is nothing more important than protecting the integrity of the NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with our sport, which is why Jontay Porter's blatant violation of our game rules are being met with the most severe punishment, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said while announcing the ban. Paulie, after we were talking about the entire Shohei situation with his interpreter that is still being worked out by the federal government, it is only going to get more messier as the years go on, as the days go on, of these partnerships with these gambling websites and these pro sports leagues. We've always known that players have gambled. Here in Chicago, Michael Jordan is notorious for the way he gambled, whether it was playing poker, whether it was on the golf course. And now we come to this moment where for $20,000, Jontay Porter lost his career where he was making multi-millions of dollars. When you saw this news come down the newswire, what did you think?
Well, so it begins. You know, there's got to be, this is either one of going to be many in the future, or this is such a light, egregious sort of, you know, infraction that maybe the NBA and other leagues are going to take note and find ways to prevent this from happening. But, you know, and I think before we go on, it's a lot of people think like, oh, he was found to be gambling on games and it's none of the games he played in. But at the same time, when he's telling bettors about his health status affecting what could be the status, you know, of him playing in the game, that's a conflict of interest. That's why we do this.
The NBA's investigation found that Porter revealed information about his own health to a known sports bettor ahead of a March 20 game against the Sacramento Kings. Another bettor, privy to the information, placed an 80,000 same-game parlay bet that featured unders on Porter's statistics and would win $1.1 million, according to the NBA. Porter played 3 minutes before leaving the game with an illness. The bet, which was placed at DraftKings, was not paid. The league investigation revealed Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using associates its online betting accounts. The bets range from $15,000 to $22,000, totaling $54,000, according to the league. The NBA said the total payout from those bets was $76,000, net winnings of $21,000. None of the bets involved any of which Porter played. Three of the bets were parlays, including one that included a bet on the Raptors to lose. All three bets lost, according to the NBA. Sportsbooks also reported a spike in betting interest on the under on several of Porter's statistics ahead of January 26th game against the Los Angeles Clippers. Porter played 4 minutes before leaving the game with issues related to an eye injury suffered earlier in the week against the Memphis Grizzlies. He finished with no points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist, all under the lines sportsbooks had set for his statistics. Obviously, this wasn't just Jontay by himself. There was obviously other people involved. But if people are always wondering, like, why would a multimillionaire risk his career for a few thousand dollars to gamble? Part of it is that these guys, their adrenaline rush is the betting part of it, is trying to get away with it. And I think we're just so open as a society right now that we open Pandora's box to betting for not just the athlete, but the average American consumer. And we didn't have an ease into it. We didn't understand what we were doing when we were allowing these partnerships to go on. And you've mentioned it before, thousand times, Paulie, this is just the beginning, and this is just the first player of it. The NBA is hoping that it isn't going to impact a major star, but what if we just go up 3 rings, Paulie? What if we just go up 3 rings of level of superstar in the NBA? What if we just get to top 30 from this story? That's devastating for the NBA, a league that already had officials. Oh, and they would like to think it was just one official.
If it was like Ja Morant, Kevin Durant, Luka Doncic, if those guys were caught gambling.
And then go down even, imagine if it was just DeMar.
Okay, yeah.
Imagine, like, that level of star could be detrimental to the end. That's how close we're getting to eventually getting to that point.
Shohei already, I think, kind of exposed
just
that.
Just his name being there.
Yeah, just his name being there. And, you know, not to rip open that wound again. But you know, is he even totally clear? Do we have a firm answer on that? That's what it seems to be, what they're telling us. But what's going on behind the scenes? But yeah, with Jontay Porter, you know, yeah, why would a guy that has millions of dollars want to be placing bets? You know, and these aren't even like big bets either. No. That he's really doing. Some of them looked like they're like $15, $20, you know. So what's the incentive for these guys to want to do this? And it's, you know, is this the addiction part of it? The rush that someone gets from being a part of it? But I was reading up on him, and it says that he's also like a invested in cryptocurrency and was big in the
NFTs?
Yeah, NFTs are the GameStop short
game
stock. Yeah, the GameStocks, yeah, yeah. That whole situation that happened. So I think, you know, this is also, people want fast money, and it doesn't help that now we have a legalized way for most, yeah, of a way in theory to get rich betting on basketball games, even though the house will invariably win. But these people will still try to find ways to win money. So, but yeah, I think it just when I saw that it was Jontay Porter, NBA player, now banned for life. Here we go. Now it's happening. You know, it's Pete Rose in the modern day where gambling is legal. So it's a way different ballgame than Shohei, because if California had legalized betting, this would be similar. But, and of course, it wasn't Shohei, it was his interpreter. But now we have an athlete that we know of that is found to be gambling on games that he wasn't necessarily playing in, but that his team was involved in.
He still had inside information. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul, I want to ask you this. And
regardless, even if it wasn't the Raptors, it's still a conflict of interest.
Yeah. What if it were the...
Because these guys talk.
Yeah.
These guys all talk. They all know each other.
There's plenty of it to go around. But let me ask you this. We know that a lot of these organizations, a lot of these sports thrived on the sports television deal. We now know that the new Golden Goose is the money coming from these betting sites. So there's no turning back at this point, right? Like, now it's, we have to go full forward. We have to find a way to keep the integrity of these leagues going, but you don't see any way we could go backwards from this, right? Like, ESPN bet is a thing. Teams have sports bets outside of their stadium. We're here.
Are there sports books in stadiums or no? Have they done that one yet?
I don't
know. Yes, the Cubs have one at Wrigley, don't they?
I went to FanDuel at United Center.
Yeah. So, I mean, we knew that was going to be a potential problem, but now it's reared its ugly head. And we have the first example of it. But I guess on one hand, thankfully, people are snuffing this out as soon as they see it. But it also, we're assuming that this is the only incident. This is the only incident that we know of so far. So, yeah, I mean, I think buckle up and get ready. But, you know, we've seen this shift that, you know, for the sake of competition, let me bring up, you probably know this story better than I do, but on the last day of the season, I think it was the Rockets at the Clippers. And in the fourth quarter, there's a player for the Houston Rockets that used to play for the Clippers, and he purposely missed his two free throws that everybody at the LA arena there could get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich, because he knew that there is a promotion that said if the guy misses... If anybody on the opposing team misses two free throws in the fourth quarter, everyone gets free Chick-fil-A. Okay. In the spirit of competition, that's terrible. It's awesome that he did it because it's fun. It's cool. It didn't mean anything in the outcome of the game. But for the spirit of competition, now this is where we're talking about, these are leagues for entertainment and not for competition. So obviously, like, the Olympics is an example where you're never going to see something like this. That's why, there's no, you know, the corporations don't manipulate what's going on the field. You know, there might be, you know, McDonald's and Coca-Cola and things like that are sponsoring the Olympics, sponsoring the athletes, but they're never going to be like, hey, if this guy, but then again, they do that sometimes. So I don't know. So that's actually, now that I say this out loud, I don't know, because I do remember.
So it's a little muddy, huh?
Weren't there promotions at one point where it's like, if the U.S. gets gold in this event.
The Simpsons made fun of it.
Yeah,
The Simpsons made fun of it.
I promise I'll spit in every 50th burger. Yeah, I like those odds. It's not to say that the IOC and the Olympics are clean, but I think that's why you see that, like, they try to peel back some of that stuff, you know, whereas this is entertainment. The NBA, NFL, MLB, all of it, it's entertainment based. So, yeah, it's muddy in the sense that we don't know how legit these guys are playing in the spirit of the competition. And we have an example of someone that's gambling. Last week, I gave you an example of someone that purposely missed free throws to get free chicken for a bunch of people. It's a weird era that we live in.
Pro sports is now a television show, and soon to be pay-per-view. We got more coming up next on this edition of the Sports Cubicle. He's Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado.